Akasha Channel 1, and so here we are reading Chapter 2 from our Tibetan language book, Phonetic System. Vowels. A and A are the A sound in father. Drogpa, nomad. Kayul, cup. A is the A sound in play. Re, is. E and E are the E sound in let. Tetsi, a little. Zebo, beautiful. I is the E sound in relieve. Nyima, day. Ee is a longer E sound, the E sound in relieve. Re, mountain. O is the O sound in low. Po, old man. U, O-O, is the U sound in moon. Zuma, fake. U with O with two dots over it is the German umlaut sound, similar to the U in put. P, Tibet. U is the U sound in scuba. Norbu, jewel. U with two dots over it is umlaut U, similar to the U in loot. Nü, silver or money. Consonants, KY, is pronounced literally like the word key. KYE then would be pronounced like the key in Kiev. Key, to take. NG is a simple sound to pronounce and is commonly used. The back of the tongue presses against the roof of the back of the mouth while you sound ng, like the end of the word sing. Then drop the tongue down quickly to an ah sound. Not so. We. NY is pronounced like the NY in canyon. Nyo. To buy. Actually, that's nyo. To buy. Tsa is the ts at the end of the word grits, plus the addition of the ah sound. Tsapo, hot. Helpful hints. The consonant G is always hard. It should never be pronounced like a J. Don't be tricked into mispronouncing a word that may be spelled like an English word. Lung, air or wind, for instance, is not pronounced like the human organ, but with an U sound, as in the word scuba. Words like mota, car, and shita, very, may be pronounced with an R sound in the second syllable, motra and shitra. Others like trangmo, cold, sarpa, new, and kama, minute or star, may be pronounced without the R sound in the first syllable, trangmo, sapa, and kama. Don't let these differences confuse you, for pronunciation does not affect the word's meaning. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Sinjanango.